The story I'm going to tell is about Professor Naaman when he was in Rio in August of 1978. We had put him in the Copacabana Palace Hotel, and we had planned to do most of our work in the hotel because our institute at the time, in 1978, was in the center of the city in a rather difficult-to-reach place, a hot and dusty place. But Mr. Naaman would have none of it. He insisted on going to work at INPA every day. So one day he went with Betty Scott to Stern's Jewelry in the morning. And when he left, he insisted on going to INPA by himself. Betty Scott was going to do some shopping of some sort. And he started out on foot from Avenida Rio Branco to the old INPA, which is a distance of about, I'd say it's about 10 blocks. But he couldn't speak any Portuguese at the time, and in Rio, very few people speak English. So, of course, he got lost, and he started asking people, where was INPA? So somehow he managed to get to explain to somebody what it was he wanted to do, or he found somebody who knew approximately where INPA was. And so a couple of cariocas, the native inhabitants of Rio, took him for the 10-block walk from Avenida Rio Branco to INPA. Then another day, he insisted on going to eat lunch with us at the place we always eat lunch. Well, it happens that we used to eat in a grubby little restaurant, which was across from a... We had to cross a very busy street in order to get to it. And Mr. Naaman at the time was about 83 years old. I don't know exactly how much. So we were very worried about how he would handle the walk across the street in the traffic of Rio. So you can imagine our attitude when, when we got to the street. There we were, frantically trying to stop the car so that he could walk across the street, because it's difficult to cross that street at any time of the day. Well, we finally did it.
Betty, it seems very natural for you and your colleagues to participate in this meeting of the International Statistical Institute. As a matter of fact, the main argument to have this meeting in Buenos Aires, Argentina, was that it would be an opportunity for statisticians in Latin America to participate. So I am sure that people would be astonished that very few would be from INPA.
Well, of the 8 statistics professors at our institute, only 2 are going to Buenos Aires, and those 2 are Argentinians. They're going on holidays because they were going anyway in December to visit their families. It happens that in order to leave the country, in order to leave Brazil to go in any sort of meeting, we have to go through all sorts of bureaucratic procedures. We have to apply at least 6 months ahead, fill out 3 or 4 different kinds of forms, and even once that is done, the chances are very small that they're going to let us go anywhere to any meeting with our salaries. There's a chance that it could be approved if we go without the salaries, but it makes no sense to do that even for a period of a couple weeks. The Brazilian government, I think, originally had these restrictions because it wanted to discourage people from going outside the country and spending dollars outside the country. These regulations were brought into effect during a time when Brazil had a huge balance of payments deficit. At the present time, I don't know if it's just for bureaucratic reasons or why, but we still have the same problems. These petitions to leave the country very frequently are denied by the National Research Council. Our institute, INPA, is part of the National Research Council. And somebody told me once that the philosophy of somebody high up in the CNIPK, the National Research Council, is that with regards to scientific meetings, it's enough for one professor to go from the institute in order to represent the institute, and then later he can tell the others what went on at the meeting.
So they have an idea that mathematics and statistics and science generally works like bureaucracy. No individual contacts are necessary, no individual contribution is important. It could be done just everybody can substitute everybody else and so on.
Exactly.
2 years ago, when there was a Latin American math school, ELAM, in Mar del Plata, Argentina, it was decided at IMPA that my wife Kang would be the representative who applied for official approval in order to go to the meeting, and everybody else would go on vacation. I, for example, had to take 10 days of vacation in order to go to the meeting. So she filled out the forms, made the application, and then apparently because she did something wrong, didn't fill out one of the forms correctly, missed the deadline of some sort, I don't know, even her application to leave was denied.
This was Barry James, an American mathematician who works at IMPA.